let me in.
Shiba, shiba.
I want to be closer to you.
Shiba, shiba.
Open up your soul.
Shiba, shiba.
Let me find that part of you, the part that nobody ever knew.
Let me touch your.
Hello and welcome to Let Me Touch Your Mind, the show where we try to get you to be something, do something, experience something, enjoy something. There are so many things to be enjoyed, and I'm going to cover a bunch of them today. We're going to have people on from the San Francisco Mime Troupe. We're going to have people on from Circus Bella, and we are going to have people on from the Golden Gate Park Band. So stick with us while we get that all in place. And in the meantime, let's listen to some music, shall we?
Paula's stuck in the bathroom. This knife was already super weird, and now she's stuck in the bathroom. Whoever renovated this house did a terrible job. Valencia walks up to the beam and says, I can try. I have a deceptive amount of muscular strength due to my amazing core. Paula calls out from the bathroom. Her little bird arms are not gonna do anything. Then I step up and I'm like, I'll try. My second sophomore year, I took a kinesiology class. That's college for gym. Nothing happens. Then we all look over at Karen, the kind of deranged woman who's pretending to be some French chick. Karen says, sorry, Angelique has an epigastric hernia. Gross. I've had enough, so I say we need to call someone. She's stuck in the bathroom. She's stuck in the bathroom. Let's call 911. Wow, I can't believe it took us that long to come up with the most obvious solution. Kind of embarrassing. Now Rebecca jumps and shouts, yes, yes, hang in there, Paula. We're gonna get you out. And she runs over to the phone, panicking. Meanwhile, Paula's still stuck in the bathroom.
Child, you've brought me joy, you've made me smile. But now that you're grown and you're a man, why are you still here? I don't understand. It's time to get your ass out of my house. I don't care where you go, I just want you to know you've got to get your ass my house. Seriously, why do you still live with me? Year after year, you're always here. So let me be clear, I want you to disappear. Just in case you had any doubt, it's time to get your ass out.
Okay, I get it. I should have packed up the closet. You're right. You're totally right. Keep singing.
My son, perhaps that was mean, but I think you should know how frustrated I've been that Dad and I can't have sex as loud as we want. So follow along with this highlighted font and please just get your ass out of my house, 'cause I'm not in the mood to keep on buying your food. Just get your ass out of my house. My church friends think it's a shame. They say my son is so lame.
What's up with the random robots?
You can sleep in the park. You can sleep on a bus. You can live anywhere as long as it's not with us. Thanks to your feet, this house smells like sauerkraut. So, my dear child, get your ass out.
Jive Bombers and Cherry, also from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Get Your Ass Out of My House and Stuck in the Bathroom. You're listening to 89.5 FM KPOO San Francisco, as promised. You know, every year the San Francisco Mime Troupe puts on a great show, and they're having their 67th anniversary, and they're putting on a new show for you. Here to talk about it, whom I've never had here before, this is very exciting, I'd like to welcome one of the members of the troupe, as well as the costume designer, Keiko Shimosato Carrero. Hello.
Hello, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you for being on the show today. Tell me, how long have you been with the Mime Troupe?
So it just occurred to me, because I had a collective member celebrate their 40th year, and I realized I've been here only 1 year less than them.
Oh, wow.
I'm on my 39th year here with the San Francisco Mime Troupe.
That's great. How'd you get involved with them?
Well, I arrived here in San Francisco with a theater company from Canada called the Caravan Stage Company, and we came down here on horse-drawn wagons back in 86.
I love
it. So once I arrived in San Francisco, I was hoping for a way to not have to go back to an Iowa winter, because that's where I was going to school in Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And I got an audition for a show at the time called It was called Ripped Van Winkle, which was a revival of a show that they had done in the 70s about the CIA and heroin trade in the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this time, when they had first done it, they were able to use non-Asian actors to play the Asian roles, or, you know, it was still okay, considered okay.
Mm-hmm.
But during the late 80s, the mime troupe decided that they wanted to have real Asian actors play those roles. So I auditioned, and I got the role and did the tour, and then I was invited to join the collective after that tour.
Oh, that's amazing. I love it. I love it. And so fast forward to today, you guys are in the 67th year, and you've got a show coming up. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So our summer show this year is called Wreckage, a musical tragic comedy. And a tragic comedy sounds about appropriate for the times that we're in. But we've got to have a sense of humor about all the crazy stuff that's happening so that we can keep going.
That is true.
So, musical tragic comedy. And the details about what the show is about. We're following four major characters. There are four actors in the show. Mm-hmm. Myself, Keiko Shimosato Carrero, Michael Gene Sullivan, who is also the playwright, and Jed Parsario, and a new actor to our stage, Cloris Lee.
Okay.
And we're playing four different people who are struggling through four different experiences in this time that we're in right now under the current regime. And we follow their lives. Myself, I am a little flower cart lady.
Okay.
I sell flowers downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying specifically that this takes place in San Francisco, but it's in some urban center in this country.
Okay.
And the threats that I'm going through, losing my housing, losing my business, and still trying to survive as an elderly woman. And then Jed's character is a young immigrant who is trying to get his American citizenship and wants to fast track it by joining the military.
Okay.
Which is something that happens. And then all the struggles that he has with that. And Cloris's character is a young innocent who's coming from a rural area, very religious, and has come with her heart set on being a part of a large evangelical church in the city and being helpful. And you know, her dream is to help as many people as she can through that. And then Michael Gene Sullivan's character, he's playing several characters, but he is a software designer who started in the first boom in the 90s, and kind of his struggles with where we are at with the AI reality that we're looking at right now.
Okay, so all of those sound like downers, and yet you're saying that it's...
And yet it's a comedy.
Yes.
Exactly. And somehow these four people somehow end up meeting, and their paths cross in their stories, and somehow they have to pull themselves along to keep moving forward, just as we do in our lives right now.
Right. Right. So tell me, when does the show open? And I know you guys play in a lot of different places, so where will the show be happening?
Okay. Well, opening is coming up very soon. And like you said, I'm also the costume designer.
Sure.
So
are you sewing even as we speak?
Learn lines, learn songs, and sew some costumes.
You're sewing as we speak, aren't you?
We will be open on July 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Our opening weekend is July 3rd and 4th, Friday and Saturday in Dolores Park, That's our tradition. Mm-hmm. So we will be there at Dolores Park. Come rain or shine, come finished costumes or not finished costumes.
Uh-huh.
And then on the 5th of July, we go to Yerba Buena Gardens. Our East Bay opening will be, I'm looking for our first East Bay show. Oh, I don't know. We'll be in Willard Park and Cedar Rose Park
mm-hmm.
on the 22nd and 23rd of August and the 29th and 30th of August, respectively.
Okay, okay. So, and how are you guys celebrating your 67th anniversary?
Wow, by still being here
okay.
and by still having the ability to put up another summer show. Because every year we are struggling to just pull the funds together to do it again. So we managed to do a full season. We weren't sure if we would be able to do a full season this summer.
Mm.
But we've pulled enough to do a full run all the way through September 7th.
Okay.
We're celebrating by just being out there in the parks.
Yep, you're surviving. So let me ask you this for a listening audience, because I know there are a lot of people who've been going to it's a tradition for them to go see you guys perform. If people want to find out where the shows are or make a donation, how would they go about doing that?
So the easiest way is to go to our website, which is sfmt.org, which mm-hmm. is San Francisco Mime Troupe. .org.
Mm-hmm.
And our website will come up and our calendar is on there. And there's also a donate button. So we really appreciate donations of any amount.
Okay. And then you said that the show in San Francisco was happening when again? When and where?
We open on the 3rd and 4th in Dolores Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be in Yerba Buena Gardens downtown on the 5th. And we're going to be back in the Panhandle in Golden Gate Park on the 11th, Saturday, July 11th.
Excellent, excellent.
Well, I'm sorry, we will be in Oakland on mm-hmm. July 15th and 16th in Lakeside Park.
Oh, very good. Is it an obvious place in Lakeside Park? Will people just know where to go?
I believe so. It's near the bandstand.
Okay, well then.
Do people know where the bandstand is? And then we're actually in Live Oak Park also on the 18th and 19th, which is in Berkeley.
Okay. Well, Keiko Shimasato Carrero, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. And I hope to see you out in the parks.
Oh, you definitely will. Okay, people of Earth, this is your opportunity to go enjoy a fabulous time out in the park. Bring a picnic basket, bring a blanket, hang out with your friends. It's lovely. It's free and open to the public. So in just a little bit, we'll be talking with the people from Circus Bella. So do stay tuned.
Churchy face, my coochie coochie woochie little churchy face. Every time I look at you, I sigh.
And you're my little teddy bear, my lovey lovey dovey little teddy bear. You're the apple strudel over mine eye.
Your choochie-woochie nose, your choochie-woochie eyes, they set my heart aflutter.
Your oochie-coochie face, your oochie-coochie gaze, wilts me down like melting butter.
You're my little choochie face.
And you're my teddy bear. Together we're a choochie woochie woochie coochie pair.
my heavy task. I only live to serve you.
I never will divine what magic made you mine. I only know I don't deserve you.
You are my little choochy face.
And you're my teddy bear. Together we're a choochy, woochy, oochy, coochy.
Choochy.
Woochy.
Oochy.
Coochy. Choochy, woochy, oochy, coochy.
That's Choochy Face from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You're listening to 89.5 FM KPOO San Francisco. Guess who I've got right now? Y'all remember Abigail Moon from Circus Bella? She's here to tell you about AHA. I'd like to welcome Abigail Moon. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So tell me, Abigail, what's AHA?
Let's see. AHA, it's all about this. It's our, sorry, there's a little bit of an echo, but I'm adjusting.
Mm-hmm.
AHA is our new summer Circus in the Park show,
mm-hmm.
Which we're going to premiere this Friday at your Winter Gardens Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about finding your laughter. And finding the joy in finding your laughter.
Okay. What inspired finding your laughter for you?
You know, I was thinking about, you know, I've been on this show talking about all the different shows we've done in the past. And I was thinking about, you know, why circus? Why do we keep doing this? And what do these shows that we have, what is the opportunity they create?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is. It's like a moment to resilience and community. And so that's what this show is about.
Okay. All right. So tell me a little bit about what we'll see in AHA and who we'll see in AHA.
So this show features Tristan Cunningham, who's an amazing clown, actress, human, circus artist in her own right.
Mm-hmm.
And it follows the story. She loses her laughter at the beginning of the show, and the show is her trying to find it again. And then through that, she'll work her way through many different circus acts. So we have Garrett Allen, who will be stacking chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Cannon and Mia Fan, who do a duo acrobatics number. And then Mia also is going to perform as our aerialist.
Okay. Very cool.
We have Elise, who's our contortionist.
Uh-huh.
Or we have Ori, who's another one of our longtime amazing company members, he flips bowls onto his head on a roll of bola. It's the most wild thing ever. And then we have an amazing hula hooper this summer, Chloe Summers, Waller.
Uh-huh.
And she's fantastic, just a fireball of energy. And then Jack Weinstock is returning to do foot juggling.
Oh.
Who am I missing?
Wait, foot juggling? Okay.
Foot juggling. So she's actually on a platform on her back, and then she juggles like a table on her feet.
Oh, my God.
As one does.
Gosh. Now, we've had this conversation before, like those things, like juggling, like they cause me so much stress when I watch them because I'm always afraid they're going to drop them.
Yeah, well, that's we live to keep everybody's keep all audience members on the edge of their seats.
Yeah. So how do you get your circus performers? And the reason I ask is I had a friend who he told me when he was growing up, he just assumed that his entire family would join the circus, and he couldn't understand why no one had the same dream as him.
Well, I mean, I have the best, I'm going to date myself, but I have the best Rolodex of any person you could ever imagine, just a collection of interesting people that I know. And, I think, you know, we do have people that just email me off the street and say, I really want to join your company. And they send their video. And sometimes that's, but usually it's a connection, a friend of a friend, someone's doing this. You know, the other thing is that when I build a show, we want to make sure that we have lots of different textures, lots of different shapes, mm-hmm. lots of different feelings mm-hmm. in the show. Mm-hmm. So, and we, the way Circus Bella works is that we have most of our company is a resident company and they come back year after year. And then we usually bring in a couple of guest acts. Oh, so okay. for those guest acts, I'm looking to add a new texture or color that we haven't seen before.
Okay.
Skill. So that's how it works.
Now, do you ever have kids come up to you after a show and want to be in the circus from that point on?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what happened to me. And also this year, we actually have some kids in the show. So Juicy Gentile is my co-ringmaster
uh-huh,
of the show.
Uh-huh.
And then we also have Tristan's daughter, Jelena, is in the show. She's only two, but she's got a she's been nailing her part.
Oh, okay.
And then we have two interns, Paige and Collie, who are up-and-coming performers, and they have a duo juggling act in the show.
That's awesome. How many people would you say in your lifetime did you meet as kids who are now still doing circus stuff?
Well, I'm unusual, but there's still, well, I think once you get the bug, you get the bug.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but I guess there is also over the years, you know, a lot of the, I've been in this industry since I was 9 years old, and a lot of people don't continue just for obvious reasons.
Okay.
It's very impractical to join the circus.
Well, it's impractical to do any performing art, and yet people still do it because they love it.
But you have to do it.
Yeah.
You need it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So talk a little bit more about, like where can we see this show? I saw your show once, and there was, like, a big top that just appeared out of nowhere. So where can we see it?
Right. So this summer, this is our, we do two, in the winter, we put up the circus tent out of nowhere. In the summer, we actually have a portable set that goes from park to park and to location all summer long. So we'll start out at Yerba Buena Gardens Festival mm-hmm. this Friday and Saturday, and then we'll be all around the Bay Area. So we go to Oakland, we're going to go down to the South Bay, and we have a few more other locations in San Francisco as well.
And what time does this show happen? Because it's always fun to be walking through Yerba Buena Gardens and there's something going on, but you can only
right.
do that if you know.
So every location has its own show times, just to add to the
chaos.
Confusion. But if you go to circusbella.org, it's all listed right there. But the shows are midday.
Oh, okay. Okay. And obviously,
mostly, except or in the evenings on a weekday. But they're very accessible, easy times.
And since you have a one-year-old in the show, I'm assuming it's super kid-friendly.
We're very kid-friendly. I say children of all ages. So it's not a kid's show. It's not an adult show. It's a people
right.
show.
Excellent, excellent. And then you said you're doing this throughout the summer. How long does the show last?
So we will be running weekends through the end of July.
Oh, okay. That's quite a bit. All right.
Yeah.
And
we have quite a few shows coming up.
Okay. And then after you've done with this set of shows, what's next on the agenda?
There's always another circus. Then we will unload the truck, take a deep breath, and then we'll get ready for our winter show at the Crossing at Eastcut, which will be in December and January.
Okay, okay. Now, when other circus troupes come through town, do you guys ever collaborate, or is it like Shakes the Clown, where it's like a rumble in the jungle?
No, I would say we all go to each other's shows. So
oh, very nice.
It's a very small community. I think it's sort of silly, but we're definitely a Bay Area circus, and we have a Slack, the Circus Bella Slack, and we have a whole channel devoted just to visiting each other's shows.
Aw, I love that.
And yeah, we call it circus crawling. So when there's, for example, Garden Brothers Circus is coming to the Cow Palace next weekend, and I was just going to organize a field trip to go see them, you know, yeah, we all, when last year we were in town the same time as Cirque du Soleil, and we all, the Cirque performers came to see us, and we went to go see Cirque. So it's like a big family.
Very cool. Very cool. So one more time for our listening audience, when and where for AHA.
So we will be in parks and open spaces around the Bay Area. We start off, the world premiere is this Friday and Saturday at Yerba Buena Gardens Festival,
mm-hmm.
Which is down at Yerba Buena Gardens downtown. And you can get all, and the show on Friday is 12 o'clock and Saturday is 12 and 2:15. And you can get our whole tour schedule at circusbella.org. And all the shows are free.
Excellent, excellent. And I went to your website and I see that you're having free Saturday juggling lessons.
This is very cool. We've been doing this. We're so proud of this program. Every Saturday, even when we have shows going on,
uh-huh.
we have different teachers, we teach free juggling lessons in Union Square from 11:30 to 1:30. And no equipment or previous juggling ability is needed. We'll be there. We'll help you out.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to. And you'll be doing that every Saturday?
We're there every Saturday. There's one Saturday, I think it's on our website, that we won't have the juggling because there's another event happening in Union Square.
Right. But that was already that already happened. That passed in May 8th. So,
yeah.
Well, yay. That sounds incredible.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So it's pretty exciting. Yeah.
All right. Well, you may end up seeing me there. I see people.
Please. I was there teaching last week. I'll be off as a teacher for the next couple of weeks because I'm touring with the show. But it's a pretty amazing program.
Very cool. Very cool indeed. Well, Abigail Munn, as usual, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. And I'm excited about those juggling lessons.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be with you.
All right. People of Earth, the circus, you want to go enjoy it. It is Circus Bella's AHA. Go to their website, circusbella.org, to find out about everything, or maybe just show up to those Union Square juggling lessons. Okay. Okay.
I don't feel a thing, and I stop remembering. Today's just like moments turn to hours. Mother used to say, if you want, you'll find a way. But mother never danced through fire shower. For some reason, I think of
signals of love, sweet inspiration, chain reaction,
chain reaction,
satisfaction,
satisfaction,
strange sensation, sweet inspiration,
sweet inspiration,
something about you, baby,
about you, baby,
that is keeping me stuck on you.
I'm stuck on you, I'm stuck on you,
I'm so into you,
so into you.
Something about your style that drives me wild.
You drive me wild, you drive me wild.
Something about you, baby, that is keeping me stuck on you.
Like coal on ice and pot on rice.
I'm so mesmerized.
So mesmerized.
Every time I hear your voice, I lose control.
I lose control, I lose control.
Yeah. There's something about you, baby.
That's Rufus Wonder and Stuck on You from The Radiant One. Right before that, Mia Yamane and Rain. That's from the Cowboy Bebop soundtrack. You're listening to 89.5 FM KPOO San Francisco. Who's about to touch your mind right now? Well, the Golden Gate Park Band is going to be playing so many things. Here to talk about it, I'd like to welcome director and conductor Germán González. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on the show today. So, Germán, tell us a little bit about the Golden Gate Park Band.
Well, the Golden Gate Park Band plays concerts every Sunday from 1 to 2:30 at the band show in Golden Gate Park. And we've been doing it since 1882.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding. And we played Sunday concerts from the end of April to the end of September. This next week is called Around the World in 90 Minutes, and we're going to, our featured piece is going to be the Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf, and we're going to feature Maggie Reberg from KDFC. She's going to be our narrator. It's going to be so much fun.
Now, I'm not familiar with Peter and the Wolf, even though I know it's somewhat of a standard, so tell me a little bit about that.
Peter and the Wolf is a children's story.
Mm-hmm.
Where each of the characters is represented by a different instrument.
Mm.
So every time you hear the flute played, then the flute playing represents the bird. The wolf is the French horns. The grandfather is the bassoon, and then it's basically a musical story. With the narration that goes along with it. It's when you hear it, you go, oh, I know that piece.
Okay. Is it a piece that is used to help kids recognize different musical instruments?
Yeah, that's one of the things that it does, yes. And it's and each of the soloists that play these things are virtuosos by themselves. So when you hear these people play, they pretty much blow your mind when you hear them play these melodies, different melodies.
Now, how many people at any given time are playing in the band?
The band is made up of 30 professional musicians.
Ooh.
And they are members of the Musicians Union Local 6.
Very cool. Okay.
So it's for us, it's a 60-minute rehearsal in the morning, and then we perform a 90-minute concert in the afternoon.
I remember you telling me that a lot of times you just have that one day to rehearse. Is that for the whole summer series?
Each week, that's what we do.
Wow! Isn't that stressful?
Well, yes, but it's a lot of fun because it's always, you know, when you rehearse and you don't have so much time to rehearse and then it doesn't come out exactly right, I just kind of point up to the sky and say, God willing, this is going to sound great this afternoon. And it always does.
Is it the fear that, because I do find that when you're rehearsing something, it's the fear of doing it wrong that brings forth the best performances.
Yeah, the whole idea is, my job is to help them sound as best they possibly can.
Okay.
So it's, you know, they're reading the music, and that's 70% of the gig, and the other 30% is me guiding them through to make it really pop off the page, the music to pop off the page.
Now, you're breaking up a little bit, so while you're working that out, you're doing Peter and the Wolf, and is that something you'll be doing the entire summer, or is it a different show each time?
Oh, it's a different program every single week.
Ah, much better. Okay, so this week is Peter and the Wolf. And and then what are some of the other shows that our audience can look forward to?
Oh, 4th of July is going to be great.
Do tell.
We're going to have an actual happy 250th birthday to our country.
Mm.
We're going to do all Americana stuff.
Okay.
The biggie is going to be we're going to play Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture.
Mm.
And where traditionally the cannons go off at a certain part in the piece of music, but what we're going to do is we're going to hand out sandwich paper bags to the audience, and they're going to go blow them up, and then I'll turn around and I'll point to them, and they will pop their bags randomly during the section, so it sounds like cannons.
I love it. I love it. And yeah, you're handing that out to the band or to the audience?
Say that again?
Are you handing out these bags to the band or to the audience?
Oh, to the audience.
Oh, even better. Even better. That's awesome.
And our Americana includes, we're going to do a Star Wars medley. We're going to play Give My Regards to Broadway.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of Aaron Copland with Simple Gifts. Stars and Stripes Forever, of course. And we have this fun, great melody called the San Francisco Medley, where we're going to do a whole bunch of San Francisco songs, including that song that, Flowers in Your Hair. I forget the title of that song.
Yeah, yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
And then When the Giants Come to Town, I think is in there also.
Okay.
Then we're also going to do this medley called Summer of 69. So for all the hippies, they can sing along with us.
And that's all for 4th of July?
4th of July, 1 o'clock. And I hope we don't go past 2:30.
Why? What happens if you go past 2:30?
Well, it's a union gig, so the musicians are excused at 2:45.
Got it. So, okay.
And
so,
if I want to stay friends with them, then I like to keep it right at 2:30 so they have a couple of minutes to not rush, but to leave comfortably.
Go hang out with their friends, eat barbecue and potato salad.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Whatever.
So we've got Peter and the Wolf. We've got the 4th of July gig. What's happening the week? What's happening in the weeks after that?
I'm going to have a guest conductor on July 5th. Brian Wilson is going to do a set called Landscapes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can imagine songs that are related to landscapes. We're doing Pacific Island Fantasy, this tropical thing, Hooray for Hollywood, Night on Bald Mountain, those kinds of things, so landscaping. And then on the 12th of December, we're doing an all Disney program with another guest conductor.
So all Disney, so what will we hear? Because Disney's been around for, decades.
Bare Necessities, The Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay.
Toy Story, Incredible Selection. We have this fun little arrangement of When You Wish Upon a Star.
So have you done the Disney medley or the Disney, have you done a Disney show before?
The Disney program is annual. We do that every single year.
Okay.
And we get a ton of kids for those things. For that one especially, and they're dancing around all over the place, and we have bubbles for them to play with while we perform, and it's a kick.
Yeah, I'm loving the audience participation stuff, from the paper bags to the bubbles. You'll get new musicians out of this. It's like, you don't know how to play a musical instrument? You know how to blow a bubble. You're part of the band.
Yeah, we do sing-alongs in some of the concerts.
Mm-hmm.
We also do. We also play a game called Name That Tune, where we play a medley of four or five songs, and then we'll finish one song, and then I'll stop and I'll turn around to the audience, and then they'll shout out the name of the song, and then we keep on going with the rest of it. That's a lot of fun too.
Has there ever been a time when no one recognized it?
Yes.
Oh.
Not very often. Not very often at all.
Do you remember what number it was?
Oh, my goodness. I'm lucky to remember the name, half of the songs we played.
I gotcha. I'm right there with you. Okay, so this first show with Peter and the Wolf, when is that again?
That's this Sunday at 1 o'clock.
This Friday?
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Okay. This Sunday at 1 o'clock. And
right.
And you guys perform every Sunday for how long?
1 o'clock to 2:30, 90-minute programs.
And if like is there a date when you guys stop performing?
Our season goes from the end of April to the end of September.
Oh.
Every Sunday and 4th of July and Labor Day.
Okay. Well, that sounds amazing. Oh, wait. 4th of July and Labor Day. That's incredible. So if people want to find out more about the different shows that you're going to do, how do they go about doing that?
We have a website. And it is GoldenGateParkBand.org.
Okay. Okay.
And they can visit the website. Newly designed, by the way, so it's going to be easier to navigate.
Very cool. And then, do you ever get people who want to join the band? And if so, how would they go about, I guess, getting an audition?
At the end of every year, we ask members if they're going to come back or if they're going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to retire or take a leave of absence, then we set up an audition date and we post it on our website about the positions that are open. Actually, last year we didn't have anybody that retired or decided to take a leave of absence, so we have the same group of 30 musicians.
Oh, lovely. All right. Well, is there anything you want to make sure our listening audience knows about before we end?
Well, every program is different. You know, we dazzle you by performing everything from classical favorites, marches, jazz, pop music, movie soundtracks, Broadway shows, and a lot more. And we're joined by guest performers from the arts and community groups that reflect the rich cultural diversity of the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the exciting things is when we get to collaborate with community groups.
Okay, okay. Do you remember who was the last community group you collaborated with?
Last weekend or yesterday, we collaborated with the Sistas, and we celebrated the Juneteenth celebration with the Lorraine and Lorraine Hansberry Theater.
Oh, nice! Very nice, very nice indeed. All right. Well, Germán González, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. And it's a super pleasure because all of my guests today have been offering up entertainment that's free, and you guys are no exception. So I want to thank you so much for being willing to do that, especially with only an hour of rehearsal.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to tell everybody about the Golden Gate Park Band.
All right. Well, thank you again.
All right, thank you.
All right, people of Earth, you heard it here. We got the Golden Gate Park Band performing every Sunday. We've got Circus Bella doing free circus in the parks. We've got the San Francisco Mime Troupe doing free stuff. There's all this stuff out there. You don't have to have any cash at all to go out and have a good time. Just call up some friends, raid your fridge, just go out there and enjoy the things that life has to offer. Not everything has to be about money. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of James Brown. Mr. Ford's coming up to pleasure your ear hole. Until next week, my friends, ta-ta and toodly-doo.
Ah! Hey! Tell me what you're going to do about that. Tell me what you're going to do. I got to know about that. Did you love for real? You know how I feel. Tell me what you're gonna do. Yeah, about that. I got ants in my pants and I need to.